From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Later today, another number. The Conference Board releases its latest number on just how confident consumers are feeling about the U.S. economy. Analysts predict that we are all very confident. They expect the Consumer Confidence Index to reach an 18-year high. But here's the weird part. Consumer spending hasn't exactly kept up. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains why even confident consumers may not want to part with their cash.
Some retailers are wondering when that confidence will show up as higher sales. They had a good run leading up to the holidays, but things have kind of slumped since then. Jack Kleinhens, chief economist at the National Retail Federation, has an idea why.
Because what people say they're going to do and what they're going to do often are not the same.
And that's what these consumer confidence numbers really tell us, how people feel about the economy. But those feelings often get interrupted by real life.
There's always the weather. We can always blame the weather for some slowdown in retail sales.
Chris DeRitis is with Moody's Analytics. Another factor, he says?
We had some delay in tax refunds, especially for those filing for earned income tax credits.
So people might head out a bit later in the season to spend those refunds. But DeRitis expects sales will likely catch up to confidence, probably once the weather gets nicer. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.